Today on All Tech Considered, living in a world where anyone can be a social media influencer. Influencing started some years ago with reality stars such as the Kardashians. Now companies are paying regular people to post about themselves on platforms such as Instagram and Snapchat. However, this is a problem for groups that want to protect consumers' rights, as NPR's Jasmine Garst reports.
In the photograph, Gretchen Altman is smiling, leaning back casually, a cup of coffee in hand, Hills Brothers coffee, to be precise. It looks like a normal picture taken during a normal day for Gretchen, but if you hit like, leave a comment and tag a friend, you can get 3 packages of that coffee for free.
The company contacted me and I told them how much a post on my social media account costs. We agreed on a certain number of posts and I got my money.
Gretchen Altman earns between $300 and $800 when she posts on social media. She does some posts in exchange for free goods. But she needs to believe in the product, she says. Altman doesn't have 140 million Instagram followers like Kim Kardashian. She has around 6,000. That makes her a micro-influencer.
I'm just living a normal life, and people can understand that. They just feel like I'm one of their friends.
Bonnie Patton, the executive director of Truth in Advertising, says,
"It works. Consumers often buy things that they see on social media, and especially if they connect with the people who do the posts."
This worries Patton and consumer rights groups. Many studies found that users are not always able to understand if something is sponsored or not, especially if they are younger.
The problem with a lot of social media posts is that you don't know if it's an advertisement or not.
What Patton wants is transparency in social media advertising. That protein shake, that lip gloss, Patton wants influencers to say that they get paid to do the post. They could, for example, include a hashtag like hashtag advertisement or hashtag sponsored content. Gretchen Altman loves what she does and sees it as a business. She doesn't necessarily want to be a social media celebrity.
Social media is such a big part of our everyday lives. We have this amazing opportunity that I don't think anyone has ever had before, where we can be our own brand.
For many, the very idea of everyday people becoming brands sounds like a nightmare. Professor Salim Alabash teaches public relations and social media at Michigan State University. He says there are serious problems to this. When it is unclear what is real life and what is marketing, it changes the way people behave.
You always have to do something exciting. Take pictures of your food, take pictures of your feet by the beach. It becomes so important for people to be liked and appreciated that they kind of always have to live another person's life.
Jasmine Garst, NPR News, New York.